Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunter and County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend. All right, good afternoon and welcome to Talented People. I hope you're having a great day. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest today in studio is author and speaker and consultant and expert Janet Werner. And we're going to be talking today about her brand new book, right off the press, No Spells No, Yes Spells Yes. And you're going to love to talk and listen to all about her. Right now, if you happen to be in the area of Hunterdon County this afternoon, a slight chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 40. Rain mainly after 8 p.m. tonight, temperature rising to about 50. 50 sounds good to me. Rain before 1 p.m. and then showers likely mainly before between 1 and 4 p.m. Rain could be heavy at times. Temperature rising again to 52 on Thursday. Chance of showers before 7 p.m. on Thursday night. Partly cloudy with a low of 26. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 33 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a low of 15 Friday night. Then mostly sunny with a high all day on Saturday for 28 and a low of 19. So we're going to go to our real quick break and then we're going to resume with Talented People here. Thanks for watching in.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. Thanks so much for streaming in live with us on Facebook or listening in on the radio. We are broadcasting from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. And again, my guest is Janet Werner, and her book is No Spells No, Yes Spells Yes, Maybe So, It's Gotta Go. And you can look at it, it's black and white here. Buy it on Amazon, anywhere online, Barnes & Noble. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you, Jeannie. It's great to be here.
It's great to be here with you, too. And it's so long since we've seen each other, so that's a good thing to see you and just find out what's going on with you. Tell us about yourself, because I want everybody to know all about you.
I'll do the encapsulated version. This is my 31st year in business.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I started in 1988, and I just love it. You know, people have asked me, would I do it again? I'd say, yeah, yes, absolutely. All the ups and downs, the challenges, the highs, the lows, absolutely. And we can go into it more with looking at, there were three stages, and the stage I'm at now was built pretty much a long time ago.
Cool. All right. Well, let's just talk first about, tell us about what you do all day long and then how the book relates to your work.
Well, just for a perspective, right now I'm in my third stage. And so all day long I'm either writing more books, you know, preparing to publish more. Absolutely love doing this first book with you and Colleen.
Aw, thank you.
And I'm also making tools. I do a lot of tools. I take what I used to do in training manuals, long seminars, and I've condensed them into small little tools that cause people to engage in a conversation or think or reflect. So if 30 years ago I might have been more complicated in how I trained, right now it is elevated into simplicity.
And that's because of your experience over all the years getting and engaging the people that you work with, or what?
I think, you know, we'll get into this with the No Yes book. Everybody wants things condensed, mm-hmm. you know. Although I think full-day seminars are still useful for certain topics and needs, people sometimes need a quick tool to change the result right there in the workplace in that moment.
Can you give us an example?
Well, I have these stop, pause file folders. They used to be placemats. They used to just be a verbal coaching point. Okay. You know, can we just stop, pause, and breathe? Can we stop, pause, and listen, think? Ask a good question. And that evolved into make it a placemat so it's visual when I leave the coaching session. Mm-hmm. Then we created them into file folders.
Hold it up. Let me have one of these to show.
Yeah. So the file folder format we're actually using in the corporate environment because it's actually a manila folder that some people still use.
Right.
Everybody doesn't use a file folder, but some still do.
And sometimes even you do need it still. I mean, I know it's easy to just save everything on your Word, you know, wherever, document, computer, phone, but sometimes, especially if you're trying to work through an issue, and especially in a business place, you do have printouts and you need a place to put them.
So Yeah. Here's another one, focus. You know, I'll ask you, why do you think I have one on focus for today's business environment?
I would say because everything is so distracting that we need to actually focus.
Focus is a good word.
Focus is a very important word. And like you say, you've been in business for 33 years. You must have been focusing on something right to be able to do that for so long. But a lot of times people lose their focus, don't they?
Yes. And, you know, that's a good segue into the business started when I launched my JWH Training and Consulting, Inc. from full-time employment at Schering Plough. I was in the pharmaceutical industry, very comfortable. Got to do technical training and management training, but something called me out. And that thing that called me out was this whole thing about managing change and transition. Very popular now.
Wasn't as
popular then, but intuitively I felt like, you know, it's that paradigm shift term. There was a lot of brewing of major change to come, and I really catapulted out to all the pharmaceuticals, Merck, Hoffman LaRoche, Boehringer Ingelheim. And we were doing multi-year processes that required a lot of time, a lot of energy, but a lot of change and shift.
And what exactly can you explain as change management to those?
So, well, again, it's more popular today. So change management typically has to be a process. It's not a one-day seminar. You know, people are pretty much familiar with a change curve that you're changing from one system to another. You're changing a corporate culture from one place to another. That's usually a transformation. Mm-hmm. But if you can picture a change curve where there's a dip and a valley, and we all go through it, it's a psychological process to move through it. It's not that we just change a system or an office or merge a company. There's a culture change that has to go through many steps.
I visualize it. I have never experienced it, but I know that like if there's a change in the leadership, like you say, a culture, everybody's so affected by that. And a lot of people are resistant to change, right?
Are or aren't. You know, it all depends. You know, even when there's good change, there will be resistance because it's an adjustment process.
Yeah.
You know, you always have people all over the map. Some people are so gung-ho. Some people who heard about the change early on and adjusted, they look like they're embracing it more, but they just had more time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes leaders are already on the other side of the change curve because they've been preparing for it, planning for years. What we do in a change process or a change in transition process is we have to walk through what are all the communications, what are the systems, the new SOPs that have to, standard operating procedures that have to be put in place, organizational chart, human resource systems. It takes, you know, it's a lot to shift that culture.
And so these are kind of tools that you've gathered along the way to help in all different applications of this, correct?
Yes. So, you know, the kind of the bridge from then and today is, you know, we're still facing a lot of change. We have tools on managing change, but now they're not full-day seminars as much as they are simple tools. So, you know, the No Yes book connects into this because when you go through change, you really have to look at what are you saying no to? You know, are you saying no to the new ideas and cutting off innovation? Can we say yes, you know, and get ourselves on board with what the yes of the change is? So we'll talk more about the book and its applications, but it fits right into the change and transition process as well.
Right. Well, for the next 4 minutes or so, talk about a couple of these things that are not related to the book, and then we can focus on the book again, and also some of the exercise examples that you want to share.
Okay. Well, I'll kind of go through a few of them.
Okay.
One of the tools that I used early on is assumption checking. And that came out of the work of Peter Senge and MIT. Doesn't sound like it would, but it did.
Okay.
There was a project called the Dialogue Project, and dialogue is a tool of assumption checking where you're really questioning, is this assumption true? Is it based on real fact? Is it an old mental model? I've taken a lot of that work and simplified it into what you just showed.
Yes, and go ahead, explain a little more about it.
So assumption checking I started doing in large-scale organizational change, in leadership development, in meeting management, pretty much all over in the 90s. And what it does, it sort of instantly shifts the playing field. People get out of the emotion and the reaction of what it is we're talking about, because there are a lot of emotions in the work world,
sure.
too. And when you start to talk assumption language, it neutralizes it. You have to actually see it in action or experience it in action, but that file folder, or sometimes it's a placemat, just guides you. You know, if you wanted to read
some of
them.
It's like a checklist here.
Yeah.
And you have questions here, like, what is this reaction I'm having? What assumptions am I operating from? How useful are my assumptions? How limiting are my assumptions? What other assumptions I might consider? And then you're supposed to stop, pause, check your reactions and assumptions, and then stop, pause, inquire within, which is the I'm wondering what assumption he or she is operating from, and I'm wondering what other assumptions she or he might be operating from. And then you stop, pause, out loud. I'm wondering if each of these us would share operating assumptions. Here are the assumptions. What are yours? I'm wondering how effective our assumptions area. This is almost like a walking coach.
It is a walking coach.
Yes.
That's a good term for it. We used to call it the desktop coach, where I had it online.
Oh.
And if I wasn't there, they could actually interact, you know, with it. And it's talking to them as if I'm there.
Right.
And when we put it on a placemat or a file folder, it actually guides the conversation. I have people that take this and pin it up in their cube.
Yeah.
And we put them on little cards. And it's all about just practice the language. I've used it for 30 years. It 100% works.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of our most powerful tools.
I love it. And I always have, from the first day I met you, I love the file folders here for both of these, too.
Thank you.
All your different programs, because there's like one for every type of different program that you specialize in as the expert.
Well, so that's what's happened, again, over the 30 years. You know, when I first got out, the companies were asking me for conflict management, time management, stress management, all the, you know, the topics, communication skills. And so I did do them and created manuals. The shift is now everything is being moved to one-page job aids, one-page file folders, so that people can get it fairly quickly, or it's a follow-up to a training seminar.
Which a whole another thing is the follow-up, right? How important that is.
All
right. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thanks so much for watching in and listening if you are online. My guest is Janet Werner, and we're talking about her business and also her book that just came out. It's called No Spells No, Yes Spells Yes. Maybe so, it's got to go. Janet Werner. You can look her up on Facebook. You can look her up on Barnes & Noble, Amazon to buy the book. We're going to go to our commercial break real quick, and we'll be right back with Talented People. Thanks for watching in.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, welcome back to Talented People again. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest is Janet Werner, local New Jersey resident, author, expert. She's telling us a little bit more about what she does during the day, and then also we're going to get into her book. So, all right, let's get back to you and about how you're going to transition what your work is over to your book.
Okay. So my work early on was with the large corporations. This last decade, it's moved into small business. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love working with small business owners because you can put your arms around the whole organization. You know, it could be 25, 50, 100. And so my work, I'm still doing the same kind of work. We still look at the culture. We still look at communication of office to field. We look at work process improvement. You know, how is the process moving from the back office to the front office? How can we improve productivity? And it usually extends over months or even years.
I was going to say, how long does it take, depending on the size of the company and whatever it is they're transitioning into, right?
I have one client that I have been working with for 23 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's not that they're a slow learner, but they're, you know, I was actually their part-time human resource professional, and it wasn't like I was there every day. It might be once a week, once a month, but it was an evolution. And, you know, for a company that's positioning for growth, a merger, there's many different stages that you don't get to right away,
right?
But over time. So, yeah. You know, when you work with a small company, you're working with the entire system. Mm-hmm. You're not usually going in and just teaching a communication skills,
right?
So it's a larger process, and it's over time.
And most of your work is consultant based. Like, you actually offer your services. Let's talk about that for anybody out there who's got a business that may want your services. Mm-hmm. Give us a little bit more of an idea of the different offerings and how to get in touch with you.
Okay. So, you know, people usually find me by referral, and it's usually the business owner, you know, has learned how to manage their business for a long time, sometimes 20 and 30 years as well, but it's a different age right now. It's a different time. Their standard operating procedures have to change. Their work processes have to change. They might be starting to notice conflict between two departments. And in general, a business owner doesn't really want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Or maybe as skilled to deal with it. You know, they're running working financials, or they're working on the hiring, firing, recruiting process. So I'll get called in to work on one issue, you know, help my office workers get along better or have more professional skills or emotional intelligence. That's a popular topic. And so once I go in for one part of the intervention, we start looking at all of the other issues where we can increase productivity, improve some time. And sometimes it has to get into the org chart. You know, if they're looking to grow, we're actually evaluating their organizational chart. Do they have succession planning in place? Do they have backup?
Yeah. Can you give us an example of probably one of the most complicated, successful outcome clients that you've had? Like, what happened? What did you do? And what made it work?
Oh, I have a lot of different ones. I would say, you know, I'd have to almost give two different examples. The one was from the large corporate interventions because, let's say, when I was in Huffman LaRoche, that probably was a span of 8 or 10 years. We took the vision off the wall and made it personal. And we walked through probably 3,000 employees, number of different divisions from technical operations, engineering, quality, And we personalize it. What does it mean to me? How does it fit for my job? What is your personal vision for your career? How do you vision? Vision is a process. What is your mission? What's your purpose? I'm going to say it's a little bit more popular again today. It's out.
Right.
It wasn't that popular then.
Right.
And you know, companies were putting vision statements up on the wall, but they had no meaning.
Right.
So I would say that.
And now it's like really, isn't it kind of like the base? People want to work what they want to love, right?
Yes. It's much more, you know, it's ingrained in society, you know. People,
and that's where, I guess, I hate to say it, but the, I call myself old-timer person, has to learn how to be a little bit more in communication with the way that the younger people have actually grown in and up and into, right?
Well, you know, I think if we're talking about millennials.
I would think anyone who is over 40-ish that owns a business could be a little more traditional in their way of operating, where that I think that anyone who's under about approximately mm-hmm. – they think and act and value life and work a different way than we did.
So, yes.
You know?
And sometimes the work is facilitating cross-generational thinking.
Oh, I bet.
That's where assumption checking comes into play, you know, the basic communications and visual, you know, touching things. To use them as ways to get something clear, because sometimes the words aren't understood in the same way.
Yeah.
So facilitating groups, facilitating two departments, facilitating up and down.
I like the example that you had about the vision board versus making it personal.
Yes.
Like that was really cool that you even thought of it.
Thank you. It was natural.
It's probably part of why the trickle down has become the norm, like you say. Because back then it wasn't really there, but now it's normal. So you might have had a hand in that.
I do believe so.
That's cool.
I did it in Novartis. I did it in quite a few companies. And we literally treated, you know, 3,000 and 5,000 over years.
That's quite impressive.
Some of the clients are now colleagues. At this point, and they'll still remember it.
Yeah.
You know, because you touch your heart. You touch the heart and soul of what does it really mean? Am I in the right place?
Right.
If my vision isn't fitting this vision, and then how does this vision get operationalized in my job as a pharmaceutical operator, as an executive assistant? So we made it very personal so that it had lasting effect.
Well, you can see, it's kind of funny, like you think about the, you get all these articles that are published or, you know, social media that talk about the 10 best places to work mm-hmm. and the reasons behind why.
Uh-huh.
And it is because they are having some type of relationship there with letting the people who work there feel that what used to be life family balance, is that
yeah.
right? More personal than that, right?
Yeah. It's engagement. We
yeah.
have to engage.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're not robots. And I think
Thank
the masses
God.
Finally see that
yeah,
we are not robots.
That's why yeah. I would think it might be even more difficult to actually be able to tell the CEO or the president or the leader of the company that they need to change.
Yes, and I would say, you know, I've heard people, you know, say they get kicked out of the assignment when they say, you know, they tell the CEO they have to change. I'm saying it's a process of discovery. I'm not,
yeah.
I don't go right in and say, you know, you have to change. It is a process. It's a
yeah.
relationship with the CEO. You know, senior leaders are in a real tough position because, you know, there's massive amount of challenges they have to attend to that people at the front line don't know.
Yeah.
But that doesn't excuse a lack of engagement. So there is, you know, there's a process
yeah.
of bringing people together in a room.
And the organization, and like you talk about, like you said, the assumption one, wherever that is, I would think this would be big on the leadership too, the top of the ladder too. Because, I mean, really, it's kind of like, you know, you like I said, like walking coach. This is a way that you can actually have that relationship with the higher power person that you could
Absolutely.
Get fired over if you say the truth. But you just here, you go figure it out while we work with
yeah.
this.
Yeah, yeah, no, that I
could see that completely. So you know, people out there, you know, people who need business training and structure, organization, and I want to say complete overhaul. That's why Janet's here today.
Thank you. Let me just comment one last piece on the success part of that.
Of course.
I was bringing different groups together, meaning a research and development scientific group with manufacturing.
Oh, wow.
Or sales with engineering. And there's so many, you know, very different worlds. the comments by using those assumption checking exercises in a meeting around real issues. It wasn't a training program. It was facilitating real issues that they had to interact. And people would say this leveled the playing field. Mm-hmm. The people that were more introverted and quiet and wanted to think slower actually had a voice. Their voice was heard over, you know, a more assertive
sales department.
So I wound up becoming a believer and use it in pretty much everything I do. There's a very big, you know, there's also a difference when you start working with small business owners. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a greater tolerance in the large corporations to maybe spend more time in the process. So with small business owners, I can do it quick.
Yeah.
Can we just, you know, have a half hour meeting, stop, pause in between the comments, check assumptions, and let's see what results we get. And we get them.
Wow.
So
that's great. Yeah. Now I can totally see it. So now let's go over to the book for a while and talk about the book.
Okay. So, what are some questions people ask, you know, when they look at this book? You know, who is it for? Why did you write it? Mm-hmm. I just held a focus group with business leaders, and that is also on my website. And it was fun to sit back and just listen. So I'm going to start answering from their perspective, because I think the reader will tell us what is, you know, why this book and what's in the book. And then I'll give my opinion of why I wrote it, too. So it started off with a senior executive, you know, said, this book got me to reflect, got me to stop and look at myself. You know, they've been in the business world for years. Mm-hmm. And the first contribution in the focus group was, this makes you stop and think. And it made me stop and think so much, I have to reread it so I can think some more. So it's one of those, it's an engaging book. It's not an intellectual book. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a coach when it's a dialogue inside the chapters.
Yep. And now tell everybody, who is this book intended for?
So the first book, because Jeannie, we do intend to write, you know, other levels of books for different age groups. Mm-hmm. This is intended for, I'm going to say, the adult. I did write in some business language, meaning professionals in business.
For sure.
And I started prompting, you know, the leader or the business professional, you know, to what extent are you saying no too quick and shutting off innovation?
Give us an example.
So, you know, employees, if you have enthusiastic employees or a team and they're coming up with new ideas and what if and how, you know, what if we can do this, especially a young team that's, you know, just excited. If there's not a budget for it, or maybe there's no time, or it wasn't in the project plan, a leader under stress might say, no.
I'm living that, thinking about when I was younger, how much energy I had throwing my ideas over at a round table. And it was always the same thing. A lot of times they just said, no, that's not the budget. Like you
it's
say,
not, yeah,
we're
not,
that's not what we do or whatever. The answer was quickly no.
Yeah. So, you know,
and then you start giving, you start to stop giving your ideas because you're penalized for them, right?
It shuts down innovation. And, you know, there's all the talk about we need to have innovative companies and cultures. Mm-hmm. So that's where that's where leaders can take a look at and say, you know, well, maybe no, not now, but great idea.
That is awesome.
Jeff Bezos from Amazon has a
I
would love to meet him too. There was a great article where he talked about managers need to have a green light for yeses. So the green light is let's get more used to, when we have enthusiasm, capture it.
Wow.
And he also, you know, obviously is smart enough to say, save the no's for things that need further investigation, evaluation, study. Have them right in your pocket, and couch it so that it's a no, not now. Let's investigate more.
You know,
some things might be firm no's, but I thought that balance is good.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's awesome, actually, and it's pretty cool to you know, be able to cite a visual situation like that, because it is like a green light for the yes, you know, just to not say no.
Open.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, let's talk about it some more. You know, great idea.
It engages back again, back, right?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of other examples too. You know, sometimes people say yes too fast. And, you know, that goes into, I say yes, I overcommit, and I can't really follow through. Mm-hmm. So that's where the stop pause comes in. If you stop and pause before a yes and really get clear, you know, what am I saying yes to? And say yes with something you know you can follow through. Your heart, mind is in it. And you know, other people are not following up on you to get that yes completed. So there's a discernment around saying yes as well.
Right, because it's the over commit, under deliver thing.
Yeah, that's saying too many yeses. Yeah. And there are a lot of articles.
What about if you say yes too often and then you focus and you learn from your assumptions that I'm all following it along here, and then when you read the book, you learn that you say yes too often.
Mm-hmm.
So you decide that you're going to kind of couch the yeses in a way,
mm-hmm.
and balance yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like withdrawal like in the person? Do they feel guilty? Because I could just picture like if I were trying to shut my yeses off a little bit, mm-hmm. I would need a coach. Mm-hmm. I would need to be focused like you have all here.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I started to say no, I think since I have done this in my life, what I've found out is that a lot of people never noticed the difference and didn't really care, right? I'm walking around feeling like I'm selfish, changing too much, doing all this stuff to actually do self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times no one never notices because we're the ones just doing the stuff that we have to do all mm-hmm. the time. Is that right?
You actually posed a lot of different pieces there. I'll say the first part.
She's the expert. That's why she would even know there were a lot of questions.
You covered a lot of area.
Yeah,
so, you know, one, it's all personal. Mm-hmm. It's all individual. Mm-hmm. You know, when you read the book, you actually start moving yourself. It's almost like you can't not. So, you know, each individual needs to start to discern and look at, am I saying no too fast or too slow? Yes, too fast, too slow. And then you start to make some adjustments. Who cares if anybody else notices? It's your own sanity and
right.
maturing that happens, and you start feeling better. You carry yourself better. You're more graceful and more composed because you really has some boundaries,
mm-hmm.
and you learn how to say it. Well, you know, it's not an abrupt no. It's no, not now, or no, not that way.
Yeah, that no training is huge.
There's training in no, you know? No,
well,
not
just
that
the way,
way
you explained it before, just saying, I can just picture that round table of being a younger kid throwing the ideas out. No, no, get back focused. This is what we need to get done today. And there was no room for anything else. So no definitely is a problem. So this is nice to be able to say not for now. And for someone yeah. to learn how to be able to answer that way to just keep that momentum going
yes.
for the rest of the team.
Yes, and you hit it on that it is first an individual learning curve
mm-hmm.
to start sorting. You mm-hmm. know, where have I said yes too much or no too much? And there's guilt on both sides. You
mm-hmm.
know, sometimes people that say no so quickly, you know, are also struggling with, I really shouldn't be saying no so much to this person or on this. So, you know, they're kind of dealing with that. And then the yes.
That's interesting. I know someone yeah. who actually has that problem. She's a family member. I know she thinks about that all the time. Anyway, who cares?
So it's a personal thing first.
Interesting.
And then there's a conversation.
Yeah, because it's like people who say no a lot, probably like you say, actually, we're sitting there going, you're just the no person. But they're actually feeling guilty because they know that they're saying no so much and they need some help.
Yeah, well, so, you know, it's
interesting.
Learning to protect, learning to be conservative about their own resource. So, you know, this book kind of gets you to reflect on that whole continuum. Once you start to practice it, then the conversation is much easier to have with other people. You know, what do you think? Where
mm-hmm.
are you working? Where am I working?
Right.
So, you know, when we talked about what, you know, who is this book for, if I focus first on business professionals, because it does have a lot of applications
oh,
when
yeah.
you're doing decision making,
mm-hmm.
deciding on use of resources, mm-hmm. The thought process around this, I believe, can make those meetings much more efficient and effective.
Good. So what about maybe so it's got to go?
Oh, I love that you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
So in our focus group, we only got to that at the end. And the commentary of everybody for, you know, quite a while reading this, no and yes is easy. They got it, makes sense, can put the book down. Then they get into chapter 3 on maybe so. And it's confusing. But it's fun. It's a real playful, lyrical chapter.
Tell us.
And, well, you have to read it. But the maybe so it's gotta go almost gives you a clue. It's almost very childlike and playful. And when you read it, you're actually experiencing, yes, I can feel that when I'm playing with maybe so. So what happens with maybe so? You've heard it. People say it. You know, maybe so. The problem with maybe so is some people think that's a yes, and they're getting excited, and you're leaving me hanging, and it's not really. They're not planning to come back. There's no follow-up. There's no agreement that this is going to get to a yes. So maybe so perhaps has a place, but then with that, you need a timeline to come back. You know, I'll think about it for a day, I'll think about it for a week, and we'll get back. But it's sitting on the fence and using maybe so as a placeholder when you really know it's a no. Say, no, not now. It's not really maybe so.
Yeah, so the person who has the, like, decision to be the maybe, they are better off just giving a day or two and saying no, or just, like you say, it's got to go. For the person who is receiving the maybe, is that better for them to assume no, and just follow up a bit before you actually consider it a dead no? Mm-hmm. But give me some on that.
Yeah, I think it's the nonchalant use of maybe so that this I want to wake up because it's so pervasive. You know, it's, you know, maybe so. And then it's forgotten. There's no commitment to it.
No, I totally agree.
So if there's an engagement in that, you know, maybe you have a really good idea here. Let me think about it, and we'll talk. We have a meeting on the calendar next week. That's a different maybe.
Yeah.
But it's more of the nonchalant use of maybe so that I think, you know, it's actually not emotionally honest. Some people will use it because they don't want to say no.
Right.
So they kind of say, well, maybe, you know,
so
maybe
so.
So
they need the training.
You know, it's almost like sometimes, you know, in parenting that's done between parent and child. You know, a child's really asking you for something and you're not taking time to really process it. And you say, you know, maybe we'll go out later. And there's no real intention. And, you know, that to me maybe is damaging because now the child is 100% thinking, we're going out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There's no maybe. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think that just carries on into adulthood that we use that. And it's really just as easy to stop and pause and say, I don't have a yes or a no at this moment, but. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to try to extinguish the maybe because it's a habit.
No, it's great. Yeah. It really is. And so for now, like you said, professionals definitely should have the copy of this book, and people who just want to have a little bit more personal growth kind of thing, understand what they're doing, either the yes person or the no person, or just the whole idea of making sure that you are doing the best you can for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, between the boundaries of both, like you say.
Yeah, it's a time management thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's an emotional management thing. It starts to work on you as soon as you read the chapters.
What about, you had talked about different audiences. Let's talk about that for a couple minutes. We have to break again.
Yes. I immediately want to, I'm writing it, the youth book, a child's book. Mm-hmm. And I'll need some, you know, education experts to say, what age am I writing for? Because I'm writing for the first grade, you know, through eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And I think they all can read it in that age group. I think teenagers can read this book. You know, there's a maturing in here that's useful.
Right.
But in this focus group I had the other day, a big percentage of the conversation was their vote for this needs to get to children. It started off, it needs to get to middle school.
Well, it's just makes sense because if they can, at an early age, learn these boundaries, then they'll be better off throughout their life.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what they were saying. You know, employers are saying, if I had employees that had this training earlier, you know, that would be a better productivity, a less emotional, you know, use of time. So this working on the youth book that has illustration and color, larger letters. And so there's a big vote for getting this into the younger groups.
What else did the focus group say?
There was a comment, you know, a number of comments that says you do have to read it a few times or can read it a few times. They said it's a quick read. One person said they read it in an airport.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a vision that one of the readers wrote on the back of the book that says she could see this book flooding the airports. So I would love to see this in the kiosk in the airport because it is such a quick read.
Yeah.
And Jeannie, it can cause a meaningful conversation if you want to talk on the plane.
Right.
It's very easy. So, you know, the fact that it's such a quick read and, you know, people look at it, oh, it's a small book. Yeah, it is. But it has a lot of power pack meaning in it.
Yeah, and you can just imagine how many times in a day you are actually approached with an issue that requires a no, a yes, or maybe so in a day.
Yeah.
So it's like to be able, like you said, time management in all ways, it's awesome. I wanted to ask you about, you have an appearance coming up soon. Could you want to talk about that for a second before we go to the break in the library?
The book signing. Mm-hmm. So we're targeting a book signing in, it looks like in April or May, in the North Public Library. Mm-hmm. And what's exciting, Jeannie, is we're inviting four or five other female authors. And we're going to get women authors covering various topics.
Good.
All different topics. But the unique part of this is we're going to teach the audience how do you get started writing. Not going to get into the publishing as much, but how do you start writing your book? Why? Because I think everybody has a book in them.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be, you know, a fairly big event. NORC is a fabulous place. The library
is
fabulous.
Well, just the fact that you're getting, that you were invited to have an event there is really quite impressive.
Oh, thank you.
So we're going to go back and get in. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We're going to our last break. Janet Warner is my guest here. She's the author of No Spells No, Yes Spells Yes, Maybe So. Gotta go. And it's so interesting. I hope you're enjoying the conversation. So stay with us for a second. We'll be right back on Talented People.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our program.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. I hope you're having a great day. Thanks for watching us streaming live here, or if you're listening online. My guest again is author Janet Warner, and we're actually talking about her business, which is really, really interesting. And if you have a corporation or a small business that needs to have some assistance with some really in-depth training over her 30 years of guiding even changing cultures from like back the way things used to be that I remember to kind of like you could picture a Google environment or the way that cultures have changed so much. And her book is called No Spells No, Yes Spells Yes, Maybe So, It's Gotta Go, Janet Warner. Don't forget to get a copy of that. Now, you wanted to talk about this for a second, so.
Yes.
Okay.
So what Jeannie's holding up there is a placemat called Just for Today, and you know we used to have the do and don't lists. Mm-hmm. That side is the children's version, which I will now bridge and expand into.
Yeah.
But we're creating placemats because, and that size, because one, it gets people to have a conversation right in front of them. They can actually write on it of looking at, it's their self-training tool. What am I saying no and yes to today?
Wow.
When I do it with the children, and I do, I work with children in more of a volunteer level in the Boys and Girls Club, in a youth camp up in Northwest Jersey called Hands In for Youth. And what we're looking to do is use a placemat to engage either an individual child or a group of children. They're actually writing on it and talking.
Yeah.
And they're reading it. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to read it. It has pictures. So placemats are one of the tools. And kind of as I'm going forward, what I'm really looking to do is have two, three, four, five, as they develop, simple tools that are produced in mass and, you know, and available.
Yeah.
Right now, they're available downloadable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, placemats is one of a few things that we have coming out.
No, I love it for, like, if you said, like, if you were doing, like, a chamber or a business event or something, a lot of different companies, and you wanted kind of, like, to have a place to focus to start, mm-hmm. this would be the perfect place to start.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a simple, you don't even have to read the book. You can
right.
start wanting
and
to
then,
read the book by looking at it.
Yeah, no, I think, of course. If I were you, what I'd be doing, if you had an hour in front of a group and stuff, I know you already do this, but I would be starting off with something simple, like some of these things too, and then let them go buy the book or take it home with them as a gift.
Yeah.
Because that it just gets your mind thinking about what your book is going to help, you know, be the, again, the second walking coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you look at that, you know, if you hold, that's the cutout. It's called a construction cube. You know, one that's just cut out and one that's put together.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 5-10 minute exercise that I do in the beginning of a meeting or at the beginning of a training seminar. All I do is put the paper out, scissors, and tape, and people start doing it. I don't have to tell them. They start doing it.
Okay.
And so what happens is as they're cutting out and taping, we're having a conversation. They're actually reading a piece. It's a one-liner. So it starts the conversation right off the bat. You know how when you have a meeting that starts at 2 o'clock, but some people are straggling in you know, 2:05? So I start off the meeting with these exercises, either the placemat or the construction cube. We're doing something productive from the first minute. I always start on time. And we're engaging and warming up the team without even calling it. We're doing warm-ups now.
Right.
They're starting.
No,
so
that's awesome.
These cutout cubes... they're very inexpensive to buy. Again, they're downloadable, and we're creating them on all the different topics.
Can I read a couple of these?
Yeah.
So one of them says on here is, it says, what is on my yes list? And then it's got a little go button there. So you're going to put on what's your yes list. One says, I smile when I say yes. Yes, yes, yay. Yes, 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 yes. I love that. One says, how does saying yes to the right thing help me manage boundaries to say no?
That's the big one.
That is.
Yeah.
So do they put their answers in here or they just think?
No.
Just
well, I'm going to take that. No, they're thinking. Sometimes we have little mints inside the box. Mm-hmm. I think we can add this exercise. I really want to offer it to trainers, coaches, teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, things like what you just said, you can have Post-its, have answers, and you can pop them in there.
Yeah.
And put it on your desk. In some of the companies, they actually have these sitting, you know, once we've done it, they're sitting now in their cube.
Yeah.
So it becomes, and it's not a plastic, you know, gadget.
No.
It's a paper.
It's like a little thinking trophy.
Yeah.
What about those things?
So what's fun is, you know, trainers and teachers may know about this online distribution center for training tools called Trainer's Warehouse.
Oh.
And I go on it all the time. And what I found were these no and yes buttons.
Oh, how fun is that?
And they so fit with our conversations.
No.
So
Yes.
It talks to you.
Yes and no.
So, you know, those buttons can be used in a lot of different ways in decision making, you know, to engage the group. But I use it with the book and the exercise. It's perfect.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is. And I can picture if you're consulting with someone who tends to say no all the time, you just take that one out. So
get the yes button out.
And then the people who say yes all the time, you go, and if I just saw it on my desk, because I'm a yes person, mm-hmm. I would love that, because I would think to myself,
No.
Oh my God, how funny.
Yeah, baby. Well, yes.
Okay, we'll take this off the air, Gina.
No, I love it.
With them later.
No, it's just too fun. No. I mean, really, then you want to buy the book.
Because you're interacting with it and you're starting to see, you know, there's a lot more.
Well, there's a lot more is right. That's why it's important to tell everybody about this. 3:52, we have about 4 more minutes.
Okay. So where do I want to go with this? You know, we started to talk about the youth book. There will be a children's book out with illustrations, and the purpose will be not only for, you know, middle school kids to read it. It's for parents and teachers to read it with the first graders, the second graders. I have a ball when I read it with 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds. They love reading it because they can. It's an easy book to read.
Oh, yeah.
What we're doing, Gina, you've seen, our next product coming out is napkin notes.
Yep.
This one is going to be redesigned. It's a napkin note on respect. We're coming out with a no-yes napkin note and a whole line of others. And what are napkin notes? Mm-hmm. It's notes on a napkin that are very specific to a training topic. It's not quotes and sayings.
Right.
It's actually instructional, and it causes you to think mm-hmm. and then converse. So napkin notes is something that you will see a lot more of, you know, as we go down the road.
Well, I could see them on the airplane with a drink.
Oh, there we go.
With your book. That'll really start
a
conversation.
It's a whole package.
Yeah, no, that's if you're going to go to the airport, you might as well pitch both. But go ahead.
It's all packaged.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, the last thing I'll just comment on, because I do, most of my work was in corporate, but I started out as a teacher,
uh-huh.
and I love working with youth. What I want to do is bring tools to youth that start to address the issues. This one is on respect. We have them on honesty, responsibility. They connect to no and yes, you know. It's to be respectful is one big yes, and mm-hmm. how do you manage yourself with that? So we are bringing tools to all ages in school. And I will say, I developed the tools initially in corporate, because corporate also needs
sure.
lessons in respect.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
that
yeah.
gives you a little idea of
very
what,
much.
What we're doing down the road.
No, congratulations. Very exciting to see
Thank
what you're
you.
Doing. You're doing a great job. Congratulations again on the book. All of this that we're talking about today is just part of a subliminal mind change type of thing, the process of training yourself to be better at saying less yes or less no, perhaps, whatever you do with the most or all. And then the maybe thing is very important, too, in the middle there, to figure out how you're going to actually commit to leaving someone hanging.
Yeah.
Why bother wasting time management, like you say, all day long? All of us deal with this all day long. So again, Janet Warner, congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
This is the book to look for. If you have an interest in having her speak, make an appearance, you can get in touch with me here at Talented People anytime, or you can go directly to Janet. What's the best way to get to you?
The website is the letter U, have my word. So youhavemyword.com. We have all the information to get in touch with me there. That's probably the best way to start.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's the best way to start off the year 2019, too, with
yes.
a little bit of self-improvement here.
Thank you.
All right. Signing off this afternoon. Thanks again for watching Talented People. Hope you have a great week.
This is Toni Clark, Para Planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, President Trump said full speed ahead regarding him giving the State of the Union address to Congress. Well, that was before Nancy Pelosi sent a letter saying that his offer had been rescinded to give his State of the Union address since the partial government shutdown is still not resolved, to which President Trump says,
I'm not surprised. It's really a shame what's happening with the Democrats. They've become radicalized.
Stay tuned, as President Trump did say he would have more on that story later Wednesday. Regarding the partial government shutdown, Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News he believes the president is doing what he can to make some fair proposals and compromise.
It funds the government, reopens the government. It secures the border, which is critical to our national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Guys, today is Friday, TGIF, February 12th. Mix of clouds and sun early, followed by cloudy skies this afternoon. A high of 25. Winds will be southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Considerable cloudiness for this evening and a low near 15. Winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Saturday, wind increasing, a few clouds from time to time. A high of 15 and winds southwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour. We'll get down to minus 1 tomorrow night, and that's going to be tough with the wind chill. 20 degrees on Valentine's Day, and cloudy with a low of 8 on Valentine's Day night. Little precipitation on Monday, periods of snow during the afternoon, a high of 35. Chance of snow, 70%, 1 inch of snow accumulation. Tuesday, windy, periods of rain. Rainfall near 1 inch, and a high of, believe it or not, 51 degrees. And finally, partly cloudy on Wednesday with a high of 44. That is Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning 100.